Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guests, best-selling authors, John and Lisa Bevere, unmasked. What do I mean by that? They were sabotaged when they got married. There is no way in the world their marriage should have survived. And they have decided if they will tell people what happened to them, it'll give hope. But what happened to them wasn't natural. What happened to them that gave them a marriage from heaven was supernatural. Hello. Look, I cannot believe what I read in the newspaper. The institution of marriage is under assault. John Bevere, what's going on? And what's behind what's going on? What is the reason that the institution of marriage is under such assault?
Marriage was authored, created, designed up by God himself. Satan hates anything that's of God. The spirit of this world wants to destroy marriage and is on an active path to do it. And this is why Lisa and I decided to start speaking on marriage, because we know now not only are marriages under attack, and they are under attack, but the very institution, as you just said, is being assaulted. And so we need to voice out what God says about marriage, because it is so valuable.
Yeah, you know, John looks like he's kind of meek, but would you believe on his first date with Lisa, he gets her saved, he gets her speaking in tongues filled with the Spirit, and he gets her healed of a life-threatening disease on the first date. I guess I better find out what happened on the second. No, I'm just Well, I'll tell you what happened. He marries Lisa. Now, you've heard the saying, opposites attract, but this is ridiculous. Lisa, what was your background?
Okay, so I'm half Sicilian, Apache Indian, French, and English. My grandmother had been married four times.
I'm fortunate to be alive.
Yes. My grandmother had been married four times. My parents were married, divorced, remarried, divorced. My dad was an alcoholic. I came from dysfunction way before it was popular. We were doing it way before the Kardashians. And basically, you know, John and I, we just came together. I had no good thing. I brought adultery. I brought alcoholism. I brought dysfunction. And he brought all the good, and I brought all of the bad. I remember when he introduced me to his mom was like, wait a minute, we have never had divorce in our family before. And I was like, that's not my name. But it was really a scary thing when I came in. But you know what we decided, Sid? God wasn't interested
in... You got me laughing so much, I don't know what you decided.
Well, we decided it wasn't about John's good and my bad. It was about holy. And the truth is, God wants to do a new thing with couples. And I brought nothing to the table. And we wanted to do our marriage different, but we didn't know how to do it different. And I personally had a vision about 3 months into my marriage. And it was the vision of a perfect man. And this man looked like my husband, but he did not act like my husband. And so I decided my job was to change my husband from the man he was to the man he could be if he would work with me. But John had a vision of his own.
But Lisa, not one woman listening to you understands.
No,
woman wants to change her husband.
None of us do.
No. Okay, that's what she brought in.
Yeah.
Now, what did you bring in?
Well, I brought in, I mean, my family, my mom and dad are amazing. They've married 66 years. My dad just went home to be with the Lord this year. But What I brought in was a lot of insecurity. I was the only boy of six children, so I was the chosen one, my son, according to my mother. So
I thought that was just Jewish families.
No, it was an Italian.
So a lot of selfishness and a lot of temper, a lot of arguing, a lot of this is my way or the highway. And we clashed like the Titans. I mean, it was like WWF wrestling the first couple years of our marriage. It was horrific.
Yeah.
And we really realized all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute, this happily ever after just doesn't happen. And so, you know, Lisa and I started realizing in order to have a good marriage, you have to work to have a good marriage.
All right, but I have to ask you this question, Lisa. Why the dirty laundry? Why are you doing this?
Well, you know, I think too many people feel isolated. They feel hopeless. So John and I said, you know what? We're going to open up our lives. Because we would sit in conferences and we would hear the pastor say, my wife and I have never had a fight. And we'd be like, for the love of Jesus, we've never not fought. I mean, we're just like, what in the world? So we just did not know how to do it correctly. And so we were like, all right, people are going to have differences, and we need to be constructive with this. Plus, John and I have a unique dynamic that other people didn't have. We both are strong personalities. We both have voices. It isn't I'm just supportive of him and he's out there, or he's just supportive of me. But couples coming up, they want to do it together, Sid. I think that we are created to do it together. And it would have been easier if we did it separately. So we said, let's just put it all out there. Let's talk about our struggles in the past with abuse. Let's talk about our struggles with control. Let's talk about our struggles with fear. Let's talk about what we've regretted and what we've learned. We've been married for 33 years. So that's a long time. And so we've learned a lot of lessons that we don't think other people need to learn the
John,
hard way.
You were addicted to pornography before mm-hmm. you got married.
Yep.
And you know, before it was almost commonplace. Right now, the statistics are overwhelming. Tell me a few of them.
Well, it started age 11. And then when I married Lisa, I thought, gosh, when I get married to this beautiful woman, it'll all go away. Well, it certainly didn't. And so it was a big battle. And
Sid, I'll tell you what, hold that thought. I want to find out how you got supernatural. I mean, he thought if he just get married to a beautiful woman, he wouldn't be interested in pornography. He didn't know that that's one of the strongest addictions on the planet. When we come back, I want to find out how they supernaturally went from physical abuse with each other, verbal abuse, her taking off her engagement ring. I mean, to have the marriage they have today. And I say there is tikva, that's a Hebrew word. There is hope. Be right back.
Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee. If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call or visit sidroth.org/Israel.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with John and Lisa Bevere. And pornography, it's insidious. When you started, it wasn't that pervasive. Right now, how pervasive is it?
Well, right now, you have 40 million Americans that are visiting porn sites a year. One in every 10 website is a porn site. One in every 10. It was the biggest of any, except until social media just took over. You have 50% of Christian males are addicted to pornography. 70% of Christian males.
CNN. 50%
addicted.
Wow.
And then you have 70% that visit pornography, according to this is CNN report. Now,
is this just men?
it's also women. One in five women are addicted to pornography. So you've got an epidemic here that's kept in the closet amongst Christians. I was in that situation. My first 4 years of marriage with Lisa was like terrible because of the guilt that I was carrying because of pornography. And I remember opening up to a man of God. He sharply rebuked me, but I remember it wasn't until a year later, about 9 months later, I went on a 4-day fast and I realized that what I was doing was breaking the heart of the one I love, Jesus, and then breaking the heart of the other one I love, Lisa. And when I realized that I was hurting God's heart, that was godly sorrow that led me to the deliverance that 2 Corinthians chapter 7 tells us about. Before, I was scared what was going to happen to me. Am I going to be judged? Am I going to lose my ministry? Am I going to, you know, what are the ramifications? Lose my marriage? That's worldly sorrow. That's when it focuses on us. But when I realized I was hurting God's heart, that was what led me to get the freedom. And I can say now today, I was freed on May the 6th, 1985, completely freed. But what had to happen is God had to renew my mind.
Lisa, you got so angry with John one day, you took your engagement ring off.
I did. I said, we are married, but we are not engaged. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought that would just make a statement. Well, I was really upset with him. And I brought it to God because I really felt like God was on my side. I thought he was upset with John too. So I was like, God, you see what he does. You see how he talks to me. God, you see this. And all he would say to me was, Lisa, tell me that I'm enough for you. And I was like, if I tell you that you're enough for me, does that mean John's not going to change? Because if that's what it means, I'm not going to put my ring back on. I'm not going to do this. And he said, no, I really need to hear from you that I am enough for you. So I remember I said, all right, God, you're enough for me. And then it went from you're enough for me to you are more than enough for me. And when God became more than enough for me, then I had more than enough for John. And so then it was, God began to open up John's heart and he began to move in both of our lives. But we're both stubborn. And so it takes pressing into the presence of God for a lot of times for us to hear things.
John, you reached a point that you hit Lisa.
First 3 years of our marriage, I'm so ashamed to say this, but I realize I've got to open up because I really want to see this completely eradicated from any marriage. I remember the shame that I carried, and Lisa did a wonderful thing. She locked me out of the house, and she said, you're not coming in. I said, open up. She said, you're not coming in. She said, go figure this out. So I went to some friend's house, and I spent the weekend fasting, and I remember I came back a real changed man. And, you know, the thing is God has given men a stronger vessel. I mean, when Peter says, honor your wife as the weaker vessel, the only thing that means is that she can't bench press as much as you. That's all it means. So here God makes us the guardian of a woman with a frailer frame and not a strong frame, and also is sensitive and tender. And sensitive and tenderness is a strength. Our job is to guard and protect them. What I was doing and what justified me striking back is she would provoke me so much by attacking me so much, I felt justified. Well, when I realized that, I said, I will never, ever do this again. But that is not a place at all in a marriage. A man, no matter how much he feels like he's being dishonored by his wife, he just should not dishonor her back by touching her or speaking to her in a dishonoring way.
When things were at the worst, God spoke to you, and this might have shocked you, but when things were at their worst, God told you to thank him?
This was amazing. I had it. I thought there is no hope left for our marriage. I went to God and I just said, God, I've had it. I've had it with him. I just can't go another day. And the Lord, I remember I was out and it was quiet for quite a while, and then all of a sudden I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to thank me for one thing about Lisa, just one thing. I said, well, she's a good mom. And then all of a sudden I said, and she's a good cook. And then I said, and she really dresses well. And I said, she's made a beautiful house. And all of a sudden, things started pouring out of me, how much I was thankful for this woman, you know? And I thought, you jerk, you idiot. oh my gosh. And I remember going back to the house and I thought, she's not gonna listen to what I'm gonna say, but I just said, Lisa, I've been so stupid. You're a phenomenal mother, a phenomenal cook. You have kept such a beautiful home. You care so tenderly for people and for me. I'm so sorry. And what I was amazed at is she softened too. And that was the real, I would say, turning point for our marriage, is when that happened. And so I realized that in situations, you're always going, you know, the enemy wants to destroy your marriage. Mm-hmm. He just wants to destroy it. So you're going to get into situations where you think, I mean, come on, Jesus sweat drops of blood in the garden. So did he quit? No. Okay, you're going to get, and I'm just going to tell you, you're going to get to places in your marriage possibly that you're going to go, I can't handle anymore. And that's, you're like right at the brink of a breakthrough many times if you'll just listen to the counsel of God's word.
I'm telling you, there is hope. There is nothing hopeless in God. Nothing. All things are possible.
That's right, Sid.
We're going to be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Did you realize that God has a supernatural plan for you concerning your marriage? John and Lisa Bevere were given powerful supernatural keys for those preparing to marry, already married, for single people, teachers, church leaders, and anyone who wants to gain a better understanding of the blessings and supernatural favor that God has destined for you through a God-sanctioned marriage. Bring the atmosphere of heaven into your household. Call now and get John and Lisa Bevere's The Story of Marriage curriculum, which includes their 2 DVDs and 3 audio CDs with 6 sessions of teaching, and their Story of Marriage interactive book, plus their special bonus audio CD, Unequally Yoked, yours for a donation of $79, a savings of $46 off retail. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9311. Through John and Lisa Bevere's powerful Story of Marriage curriculum, which includes their interactive book and DVDs and audio CDs with 6 anointed teachings, you will fully grasp God's original plan for marriage, understand the perfect way to protect your marriage, fully receive the favor of God and His divine provision, learn how to deal with challenges in your marriage, understand how to overcome the fear of abandonment, learn how to remove offenses and break curses, find out how to deal with sexual issues in marriage. Included is this special bonus audio CD, Unequally Yoked. John and Lisa Bevere join with Sid Roth covering topics like why it isn't a good idea to marry a non-believer, what is God's idea of marriage, why living together outside of marriage will never bring favor or fulfillment, what steps you should take when facing abuse, how to deal with a spouse's ungodly lifestyle, the importance of knowing that God and your spouse are enough. The audio CD contains powerful prayers for you from John and Lisa Bevere to help you write your own supernatural story of marriage. Don't miss out on getting John and Lisa Bevere's The Story of Marriage curriculum, which includes their 2 DVDs and 3 audio CDs with 6 sessions of teaching, and their Story of Marriage interactive book, plus their special bonus audio CD, Unequally Yoked, yours for a donation of $79, a savings of $46 off retail. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9311. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9311 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with John and Lisa Bevere. Lisa, where would you say an important turning point in your marriage was?
You know, when I chose to forgive. You know, when John came home, when I locked him out, I got alone with God and I was like, God, I hope that you are speaking to John. I hope that you are rebuking him. I hope you're giving him some bad dreams. I hope you're just gonna jerk the slack out of him. And God said, you need to forgive him. And I was like, no. I'll forgive him when he changes. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you need to forgive him so he can change. We don't understand the power of forgiveness. When I forgive somebody, I actually release them to be everything that God wants them to be. And John came home from that weekend locked out, and he came to me and he was like, hey, I'm sorry. And usually I would say, well, I forgive you, but you need to understand you did this, and this. I had a whole bank account. But the Holy Spirit said, I want you to look at your husband, and when he says, I'm sorry, I want you to say, I believe you want to change. and I forgive you. And that is what Jesus says to me every single time I come to him. He doesn't say, Lisa, I've got this whole list of things and you're going to do it again in the future. He just says, I believe you want to change and I forgive you. You know, looking back over 33 years of marriage, there's a couple things that I regret as a wife, things that I wish that I would have done differently. And number one, I wish I would have loved him more fearlessly. You know, I came into marriage.
What do you mean by fearless?
Well, I came with a lot of fear. So I would measure my love. I wasn't willing to give all of my heart to John because I was afraid if I gave him all of my heart, then he would break my heart. So I would always reserve a little bit back. And I remember John would say to me, I'm not your dad. I'm not your dad. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to abandon you. I was so afraid that if he made a mistake, it was going to destroy me. And so I would control him and then he would try to control me. And it was just this ridiculous dynamic. We did a lot of things imperfectly, but we learned from all of our mistakes. And so that's again, what you asked me earlier in the show, why would we have shared it? Because we actually really do want something more for the other couples.
John, what effect did it have on you when your wife just forgave you with no list, no laundry list?
When you're forgiven like that, you all of a sudden, your heart gets even more tender to doing wrong again. And that's what people don't realize is the forgiveness that God gives, it motivates us to want to please him more. We're so overwhelmed by his mercy that he's given to us. I don't want to hurt his heart because he's been so good to me. When your spouse is like that with you, it's the same way. It's no different. And so I would just say with couples that You're looking at your side too much. You've got to start believing. You know, I kept thinking about when you were saying that the love of God, its hopes are fadeless. The hopes never give up. When Jesus, you know, says to us, he says, hey, you've done this, you know, 500 times before. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Well, you know, he's not going to be saying 500 times because you know what? His forgiveness really does release us. And that's what I've noticed about God's forgiveness in my life is it really frees me and empowers me. Mm-hmm. Her forgiveness to me freed me and empowered me to be a better husband. I know that marriage is an institution given by God because it makes us better as individuals. God said in Malachi that he's looking for godly offspring out of marriage. Mm-hmm. Well, it says offspring in the New King James, but another version says he's looking for godly children. Mm-hmm. And I think what God's saying is not only natural children, but it makes us better when men and women of God. Because you'd never, ever, ever read one book by John Bevere. Never, not one, had it not been for Lisa Bevere. Never. Because I am today because of what she and Jesus have done in my life.
There was a quote you told me before we went on the air. It was from the Message Bible about divorce. Would you tell me that again?
Well, you know, Jesus, if you look at the Message Bible, when Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and to his own disciples, he called marriage God's art, and he said, I'll hold you accountable for desecrating God's art. Can you imagine if somebody went and on the Mona Lisa, the original, would have just vandalized it? I mean, Leonardo da Vinci would have rolled over in his grave, right? Can you imagine how God feels the way marriage is being treated right now in our nation? Even amongst Christians. It's like our society is taking God's term and they're desecrating it right now with the way they're defining it. They're ruining this organic union.
John, there's a lot of hurting people there. Would you pray for them?
I want to look at you right now. If your marriage is under attack, let me tell you, this attack can be thrusted, it can be stopped. And so I want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of whom I belong to, whom I serve, who has changed my marriage. I speak to the demonic forces that have attacked this marriage. And I break the power of those forces. And I call for strife and division to leave this marriage. I release forgiveness into this marriage. And I release the hope that is in Christ Jesus into this marriage. In Jesus' name, I command all opposition, every word that's been spoken against your union, I break the power of those words and I release the word of God that says there will be a miracle. There will be a fusing together of the hearts and souls in this marriage in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
I have a word from God for you. Don't give up. Never give up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that marriage was first instituted by God Himself? Did you realize that God has a supernatural plan for you concerning your marriage? John and Lisa Bevere were given powerful supernatural keys for those preparing to marry, already married, for single people, teachers, church leaders, and anyone who wants to gain a better understanding of the blessings and supernatural favor that God has destined for you through a God-sanctioned marriage. Bring the atmosphere of heaven into your household. Call now and get John and Lisa Bevere's The Story of Marriage curriculum, which includes their two DVDs and three audio CDs with six sessions of teaching, and their Story of Marriage interactive book, plus their special bonus audio CD, Unequally Yoked, yours for a donation of $79, a savings of $46 off retail. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9311. Through John and Lisa Bevere's powerful Story of Marriage curriculum, which includes their interactive book and DVDs and audio CDs with six anointed teachings, you will fully grasp God's original plan for marriage, understand the perfect way to protect your marriage, fully receive the favor of God and His divine provision, learn how to deal with challenges in your marriage, understand how to overcome the fear of abandonment, learn how to remove offenses and break curses, find out how to deal with sexual issues in marriage.
The very institution now of marriage is under attack, and that means our relationship with God is under attack, because marriage represents Jesus's relationship with His church.
And so we want to see you empowered in your marriage. We want to see you have the tools you need to begin again. We want to see you dream again. We want to see the power of dominion restored to your marriage. We want to see the blessing of God overtake your marriage.
Included is this special bonus audio CD, Unequally Yoked. John and Lisa Bevere join with Sid Roth covering topics like why it isn't a good idea to marry a non-believer, what is God's idea of marriage, why living together outside of marriage will never bring favor or fulfillment, what steps you should take when facing abuse, how to deal with a spouse's ungodly lifestyle, the importance of knowing that God and your spouse are enough for you. The audio CD contains powerful prayers for you from John and Lisa Bevere to help you write your own supernatural story of marriage.
If you will read this before you get married, it'll transform who you marry. It'll transform your life. I don't understand why this isn't taught in every college in America. If your marriage is bad, I tell you that this will be a classic for you. It will transform a bad marriage. And as a matter of fact, we have a bonus CD called Unequally Yoked.
Don't miss out on getting John and Lisa Bevere's The Story of Marriage curriculum, which includes their two DVDs and three audio CDs with six sessions of teaching, and their Story of Marriage interactive book, plus their special bonus audio CD, Unequally Yoked, yours for a donation of $79, a savings of $46 off retail. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9311. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9311 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. The Bible says the temple will be rebuilt, but guess what is missing? The authentic priests. Guess what we've just found? The priests of Israel.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.